The must-have toy of the year has emerged, and it is called the fidget spinner. And, Robert, I understand you are seeing one of these for the first time.
I'm unwrapping it right now for the first time to see it. All right, I see it.
Okay. What does it look like?
It consists of three circles. You know, it fits in the palm of my hand, and they form a triangle. Okay. There's a hole in the middle of each circle, and I guess I take the center of the spinner, and I hold it between my fingers, and then and I make it go around, and can you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I can.
That's about it. You know, it just spins around.
Okay. But here's the thing you need to know about this toy. It is a phenomenon. Kids all over the country want one of these. And Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast is about to tell us how that happened.
It's still spinning. It's still spinning.
There's a street vendor in New York City named John Codrington.
They call spinners.
He was the first person I ever saw selling these fidget spinners.
We spin all day and we spin at night.
Can I look at one of those metal ones? Are those 10?
You can look at whatever you like.
Codrington's table is teeming with customers today. But not long ago, he was less successfully trying to sell cologne, watches, and sunglasses. But then he says he got a tip. There's this toy. It's called the fidget spinner.
A friend of mine was telling me about it before he told anybody. He said it's going to be big.
Like how long ago was that?
Maybe about 2 weeks ago.
And now Codrington is doing gangbusters. Says he hasn't seen a run like this since the selfie stick.
All we're doing is riding the wave. We'll be riding the wave.
Unlike the Tickle Me Elmo doll or the Furby, the fidget spinner is a brandless phenomenon that just seemed to happen overnight. And it may be showing us a new way to create a product, a memification of manufacturing, if you will. Because just like an internet meme spreads and morphs at a breakneck pace, so can manufacturing now. But that doesn't mean someone, somewhere, didn't make a first version of the thing.
I had a long career in the IT world.
This is Scott McCoskrey, and as an IT guy in Seattle, he says he spent a lot of time on conference calls and in board meetings that he didn't really need to attend.
During those times, I often found myself clicking a pen, opening and closing a knife.
A knife in a board meeting, Scott?
A small pocket knife. It's nothing too threatening.
All right, all right. To get through those meetings, McCoskrey built what he believes is the first fidget spinner as we know them. It was about 3 years ago, and it was just for him. It was metal, it was beautiful, and then he shared pictures with an online community that takes particular pride in things you carry every day, like a wallet or a watch or a pocket knife. When he shared those pictures, he got flooded with requests, and so he started selling what he called the Torque Bar. How much were those going for originally?
They were probably between $300 and $500.
McCoskrey partnered with a longtime friend to sell the spinners full-time. They filed for a provisional patent last year. It's too early to know what rights that will give them. But shortly after the Torque Bar went online, other people started making and selling their own spinners, some machined from metal, others 3D printed from plastic. And eventually, major retailers caught on to the trend.
We are getting them in as fast as we can and using the fastest mechanisms to get them here.
Richard Berry is chief merchandising officer at Toys R Us. Toys R Us put in orders for fidget spinners several months ago, before the trend really took off, but now they're doing everything they can to get those on shelves, even chartering planes. It's like a scramble the jets moment for you guys.
We have the jets, and they are in the air, and the products will be in the stores real soon.
When the Tickle Me Elmo doll came out, people raced to stores like Toys R Us, trying to get in on the hot new thing. With the fidget spinner, the trend is here. It started going viral on its own, online. And so now the retailers are the ones racing to the trend. Toys R Us, for its part, says fidget spinners will be hitting their shelves this week. Kenny Malone, NPR News.